Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Haig.
Says, hi, Ben and Nathan. I started studying for the LSAT about a week ago and purchased your premium plan to start. I spent these first few days drilling and watching lessons and then decided to take a timed reading comprehension section today. I was pleasantly surprised when I was able to get a 95% accuracy on the questions I was able to answer. I got 21 out of 22. However, there were 26 questions, and while I made it to the last passage and answered its first four, I was not able to even read the last four problems. I shouldn't sacrifice accuracy for speed, but how else am I going to reach those last few questions? Do I need to cap myself on time on the easier passages? That last passage just feels so close yet so far away. You know, what's crazy about this is that this is so great, and it feels like this correspondent is just about to like mess it up by after those last few, and then you lose the whole thing.
You just started, Haig. Just keep practicing. You did one section. There are 100 practice sections of reading comp to work with. So just keep going. You actually read the last passage and answered a bunch of the questions. So you're right there. I mean, you need
some
to
people
go.
Are at 2.5 passages. You're at right. 3.5. You are in a great spot.
Yeah.
You just need a little more patience.
Yeah, 3.5 passages with high accuracy is a great place to be, especially because you just started studying. So just calm down. Give it some time. Most people take 3 months till they're ready for their first official LSAT. This could be a process. That's okay.
You're going to see some backtracking.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go up and down. Stop looking at small samples. This is one data point. That if you look at every single data point, you're going to be emotionally all over the place. You've got to just kind of smooth it out and think about the weighted, or not the weighted average, but the rolling average of your practice test scores and sections. The way you're going to get there, Haig, is by dismissing the wrong answers more quickly. You're going to predict the answer instead of relying on the answer choices and then doing a process of elimination. You're going to predict the answer, and then you're going to start reading A, and it's going to be garbage right off the bat. And you're going to go, hey, there's four lines here, but I know it's wrong after the first four words. See ya. And eventually you get good enough at actually understanding the passage and understanding the questions and predicting the answers that you will be able to go fast enough to just do those four more questions. I mean, you're right on the edge of it.
But I also want to remind Haig that there are people who score 175 plus and don't answer the last one or two questions on occasion. So
you should never try
your
to finish.
Goal of these last four is not necessary to achieve astronomical scores.
Nope. Get the right answer. Get them all right. Run the table at the beginning of each section and then get as far as you can get while also keeping super high accuracy. That's what leads to 170 pluses.
Cool. Thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.